From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president-elect lashes out at what he calls a false report. President-elect Donald Trump Wednesday flatly denied what he called phony explosive allegations about ties with Russia and lurid behavior on a trip to Moscow that obtained his election victory and threatened to engulf his presidency. Just over a week before Trump takes office, the United States has been rocked by unsubstantiated claims that his aides colluded with the Kremlin to win the election and that Russia has compromising sexual material on Trump.
And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. I think it's a disgrace. That information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public.
Even before the allegations surfaced widely in U.S. media on Tuesday, Trump's Republican allies have become increasingly uneasy about Russia's role in the election, with calls for an independent investigation growing. Trump fanned the flames by again downplaying Russia's influence in the outcome of the election and defended his openness toward Russian President Vladimir Putin.
If Putin likes Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability, because we have a horrible relationship with Russia. Russia can help us fight ISIS, which, by the way, is number one tricky. I mean, if you look, this administration created ISIS by leaving at the wrong time. The void was created. ISIS was formed. If Putin likes Donald Trump, guess what, folks? That's called an asset. Not
Trump announced that his two adult sons, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric, and one of his Trump Organization executives would run his global business interests when he becomes president on January 20th. This is VOA News.